good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. Joining us, Mike Spain. He's the associate editor of the Times Union. Joins us on Tuesdays. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with fantasy sports. There's been an agreement in New York.
Yeah, an agreement between the Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and the two online betting giants, DraftKings and FanDuel. The companies have agreed to stop taking daily bets in New York, while talks are stepping up in the legislature to include language legalizing these games of chance or games of sport betting as part of the state budget. The problem is that has to be passed in the next 10 days. Our story today by Matt Hamilton talks about how Schneiderman reached agreements with both big sports sites, and they're going to continue the battle in court over whether or not they have the right to operate in New York State. There's a separate issue regarding accusations of false advertising by these companies. So even if they are able to get the legislature to go along either now or by the end of the session in June, Schneiderman still is clamping down on them for the way that they advertise and whether those claims of big winnings are accurate. So it's not over, but there's a lot of support to legalize sports betting online in New York State.
As many people who travel New York's Adirondack Northland know, congestion is a problem. We often hear of slowdowns each day during rush hour, and to that end, they were expected to put up a new Northway exit at Malta. Well,
it's not to be. It's not to be. There's been a lot of talk about that as a remedy for the big traffic in Malta and that part of the Northway. But it turns out that the cost of building a new exit will be significantly more than just making some changes around the current exits that will alleviate traffic congestion. That's according to Michael Franchini. He's the executive director of the Capital District Transportation Committee. Basically, you get the same impact on traffic by spending $20 million on various improvements than you would by building what would be called Exit 11A. That would be $70 million. As he says, it doesn't make sense to do it because it's so expensive.
Finally, Albany and garbage.
City lawmakers fought off a bid to repeal a very unpopular new trash fee on small apartment buildings. The Common Council defeated the repeal by an 8-5 vote on Monday, and it saved Mayor Kathy Sheehan from having to make good on her promise to veto their action, so it's a political win for her, but opponents still are looking for ways around this trash fee. Yet, city has to come up with something to close a huge budget gap, and the state is pressing them to come up with sustainable budget changes like this.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, timesunion.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.